The 6th annual Parking Day is Friday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a fun day to walk around downtown, but make sure you look twice at that parking space before you park your car. I spoke with the River City Company to find out why. Parking Day is not necessarily a day to park your car downtown. It's a day when parking spaces turn into something completely different. Amy Donahue from the River City Company is joining us today to explain exactly what Parking Day is.
So Parking Day, you're right, it's not about parking your cars. It's actually turning those metered spots downtown actually into mini parks or parklets. And so basically the event is happening on Friday, September the 20th. And individuals, companies, nonprofits can all sign up and kind of create a mini park downtown for the day. It can be really anything. We just ask that you be creative and imaginative and engaging. We want people that are either specifically come out to visit the parks, to stop at your park and interact and do whatever it is that you've got set up, or just have a good time, you know, watching other folks. We just really want those areas to be engaging and fun for the community.
In the past, this has been done downtown Chattanooga and other areas across the country. And basically, you get one parking space to do whatever you want with it. I have seen people bring in tables and chairs and teapots and hopscotch boards and just about anything to decorate and animate the space. How many people do you anticipate will participate?
So last year we had 33 parks, and so this year our goal is 50. We would really love to have 50 parks spread out throughout downtown. And that's another thing, if there's a particular area of downtown that you would like to be in, or if you are a sort of a downtown group or business and you'd like to have it right out front of your door, that's completely fine. We say the more the merrier. So we're hoping for 50 parks this year.
You do have to pre-register. You can't just lay down a tent on a parking spot. So who do you contact if you want to be a part of it? And what do you need to let them know?
Basically, all we need you to do is contact River City. So you can call us at 423-265-3700, or you can email us at parkingdaychattanooga@gmail.com. And all we really need is your name, if you're with a group or you're going to represent a group, kind of an area of downtown where you would like to be, and just any other specific things that you know may want to share with us about what your park is, so we can get you on a map, so we can help support your park and talk about your park just like all the others. And we do ask that you contact us by September the 11th. That way it'll give us plenty of time to nail down all the parks, to get a map made, to talk about all of them in detail. But that's all you need to do. And also we have to do it because we've got to get CARTA and other groups to actually block off the spots for all the parkers that day.
Does anyone ever go for more than one parking spot?
Yeah, we've had a few that definitely do a few. Usually there's a couple of spots that Buddy Shirk, who was the organizer last year of Parking Day from Summit Pianos, he usually takes up a couple of spots with pianos. And so those pianos will have people playing them all day, and that's people that kind of come with Summit, but also people who know how to play, or maybe they want to break out their rusty version of chopsticks and will sit down and play a little tune and just enjoy the piano. So definitely if you have something that may take up a couple of spots, that's completely fine. Art 120 is bringing all the art bikes. So if you've never seen the art bikes, they're just these fun bicycles that are sort of mobile art pieces that are going to be set up around Miller Plaza. And you're actually going to be able to ride the art bikes this year, which is pretty cool. They're going to take up a couple of spots. So you definitely can take up more than just one. But that's why we need you to call ahead of time. Let us know so we can make sure we have enough space blocked off for you.
Do all of the parking parks, do they all have to be interactive?
Not necessarily. One of the tenets of Parking Day is that you cannot sell anything. So if you're a business and you want to set up and maybe show your products or what you do, we ask that you just, again, be very engaging. Maybe you do presentations or demonstrations with your products, but you can't sell anything out of your park on that day. You can, if you have samples or something like that, of course you can do that, but you can't sell anything. But all we ask is that they're just fun and engaging and make people want to stop and spend a little time and see what's going on in your park.
What was your favorite park last year?
For personal reasons, I would say that River City's favorite park and mine was actually the Project Pop-Up Block Party on the 800 block of Chestnut Street. For those reasons, I would say that. I would say for just parks in general, down on Main Street, I think it was Chattanooga Parks and Rec had set up just a bunch of fun games like cornhole and mini golf and just different stuff. So that was probably one of my favorites just because there were so many people there that wanted to play and were having a good time. So I think that was a good park to see. Also on Main Street, the Company Lab had set up this big lounge area with couches and tables, and it was just fun. And they had sort of their Wi-Fi password out there, so you could just kind of sit and chill and use the Wi-Fi and, you know, just enjoy the scenery, enjoy the day. So that one was a pretty cool one as well.
We can anticipate at least 30 or 40, hopefully 50 different people or groups to participate in this year's parking day all across the city.
The parks are typically set up in sort of the core of central downtown. So usually your parks are going to hit on Market Street, Broad Street, Main Street, Fraser. We had a park last year on Cherry. We had a park last year on MLK. So those are typically where the parks are sort of centralized and sort of make the most sense, because one of the tenets of Parking Day is to really get people thinking about sort of the walkability and the bikeability of their cities. So we want people, when these parks are set up, to be able to easily walk or ride a bike to see and visit and experience these parks versus hopping in their car and driving to each. So we would really rather you walk or bike, and that's why we try to keep all of the parks somewhat close together.
I think it'd be fun to challenge people to get out with their cameras and then go to Facebook at River City's Facebook page and submit all the pictures that you take of all the parks.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to see your photos. Of course, we're going to be out and we're going to be capturing as much of the event as we can, but we would love for people to come out and post on our Facebook or tweet at us maybe the picture of your favorite park or ones that you thought were really neat or just your general thoughts about the day's activities, and we would just love to see those. You can also use the hashtag Parking Day Cha or Parking Day Chattanooga on the day of for Twitter. But we would just love to see your photos as well and hear from you what you thought the sort of the maybe the best park was of the day.
Amy Donahue and the River City Company are seeking registrations for Parking Day for creative people and organizations to reserve their metered parking spaces by September 11th so they can participate in the 6th annual Parking Day in Chattanooga. There are no fees associated with setting up your own mini park for the day. The River City Company will provide a map to the metered parking spaces transformed into mini parks on Friday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more information. All of the activities in the parking spaces transformed for Parking Day are free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.